Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with Joe Arnold with the Kentucky Association of Electric Cooperatives about the linemen and women who came to help Kentucky during the recent ice storm in eastern Kentucky.
In this situation, western Kentucky, though it was hit by the ice and snow, was not hit as severely. And even in central Kentucky as well, and you know, let's say like I-65 and points west especially, so cooperatives from the other half of the state came together, and they sent, you know, multiple crews, multiple weeks for double shifts, you know, to work almost nonstop, and in some cases around the clock, you know, shifting and swapping out members so they can keep going and restoring power. So that, and then not only from Kentucky then did they come in to help southeastern and eastern Kentucky, we had crews from Virginia, Indiana, Alabama, and especially from Georgia all come here. All told, and this is a conservative estimate, more than 425 mutual aid linemen came here, in addition to contractors. So really, you had more than 1,000 crew members all together that were pooling their resources together to help this area recover.
I think it's a wonderful story there. And the main thing is they all worked together and tried to get back on as quickly as possible, don't they, Joe?
Well, that's right. And that's one thing about, I mean, this about the cooperative program. There are about 900 cooperatives across the country. And the systems are similarly constructed. So the safety standards, just the approach to these things, there are expectations and guidelines that they all are trained on. And if I could just shout out for a moment here to the individual linemen, because I'm always impressed by them. I was in awe of them this time around. They're like lumberjacks that are scientists. These are guys and women in some cases that, you know, not only are going into the fray, you know, into a dangerous situation where there are, you know, hazardous conditions and there's stuff falling all around them. There's literally, you know, ice-coated branches and trees that are falling, and that sickening sound that you hear when it echoes across the forest when a tree comes down that's covered with ice or a branch comes down on top of that. Well, not only are they have to be strong and capable and brave, but they also have to be really incredibly intelligent and because they're engineers. So you're scaling a 40-foot ice-covered pole with stuff falling all around you, and then when you're up there, you're not just slapping it back up. At that point, you're engineering it so it's safe for the future because you're dealing with electricity. So, that's all part of it. And then you have the great news is that these co-op linemen come in from other co-ops from across the country, and because they all adhere to these very strict safety standards and engineering principles, it can be done safely.
Our guest today, Joe Arnold with the Kentucky Association of Electric Cooperatives. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.